and 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, and those are on page 373 and 1157 of the Church Bibles. Naaman healed of leprosy. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means, go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, the first thing I've got in my notes is ask, what's the scariest thing you've ever done? But Nico's preempted me on that. So I'm going to share with you one of the scariest things that I've ever done. A couple of years ago, we went on holiday to Italy, and we were right in the north, and it was in a mountainous place. We were actually staying in the house of some relatives, and it was right up in the mountains, and the roads were very, very narrow, and there were huge big drops right off the edge of the road, and there were no barriers to stop you rolling off the car. And there were 6 of us, so we hired a car, and it was a huge wide car, and the steering wheel was on the left, and we were driving on the right, and I was driving around these places. And the girls, and Becky, my wife, in the back, squeaking, "Well, we're near the edge, we're near the edge." And one day, driving along, a bus, yes, a bus comes the other way. And I have to reverse, trying to reverse. And at one point, the bus driver went... I don't think we were actually that near, but you can imagine how I was feeling. That's one of my scariest things. Well, today we're talking about being brave about speaking out. And the context of that, when it was decided, was speaking out about sharing our faith. And that's a scary thing, isn't it? A lot of us find that a scary thing to do. Certainly I do. I find that quite difficult. In some ways, I find it easier to stand up in front of a crowd like this. And on occasions, I have actually stood out on the corner of a road and preached. I find that much easier than that one-to-one sharing of something with someone at work or your relatives or friends or something like that. It's scary, isn't it? Well, today's reading, we see a servant girl sharing her faith effectively. And there's amazing results. Naaman has his leprosy healed. Well, in that story, I think there's 3 things to encourage us as we think about sharing our faith. But before we get on to that, I want to ask you another question, which Niku hasn't preempted me. I want you to tell me something that you believe about God or about Jesus. Just really short, just a couple of words. Can someone tell me, anybody, tell me something that you believe about God or about Jesus?
He can heal diseases.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any of these young people?
Jesus always loves us.
He always loves us. Yeah. That he always loves us. Thank you. Anyone else? Just one quick thing. What can you tell? Just.
He can help you if you're lost.
Fantastic. Thank you. There's someone over here. Just short words. Yeah. Something that you believe about God or Jesus.
Yeah. God will provide.
God will provide. Thank you. Anyone else? Quick thing. I believe God loves us, loves me. Anyone else? Over here. One brief little thing that you believe about Jesus or about God. Steve.
God forgives our sin.
Thank you. Yeah, amazing. Anything else that you believe about Jesus?
God is always faithful.
Thank you, Penny. Karen.
God is a great friend.
God is a great friend. Any more? One more? Any more? Any of the young people? Matthew?
I don't know.
Never mind. Anyone else? Fantastic. So, the first thing that I want to say, which encourages us in sharing our faith, is you do not need to be an expert. You do not need to be an expert to share your faith. You don't have to be particularly wise. You don't have to be particularly old. The servant girl that we've been talking about today, and the picture, the presentation talked about her being a slave. That's what she would have been because she'd been captured from the enemies. She was a slave. She had no status. She wasn't expert in any way. She didn't give a long explanation of the medical symptoms of leprosy. She didn't give a theological treatise on healing and faith. What she did was she simply told her mistress what she believed. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." She shared what she believed. So actually, we've already got it cracked, haven't we? Because a number of people here this morning have shared their faith. You've told us what you've believed. Perhaps I don't need to go on, because we've done it. You this morning have shared your faith. You've told us what you believe. Right, next. Now, I want you to do something. I'm going to go to the back over there. I'm going to pass this balloon. I'm going to give it to John. And I want that balloon to move forward over people. I want it to pass through you children and then to come back and go back through this side, and I'm going to collect it at the end behind Colleen. It mustn't touch the ground and you mustn't pop it. So let's go. Let's try it out. Let's see if we can do it. Oh, yes, well held. Matthew, you want to be moving it this way? Yeah. Right, oh, I'm meant to be back here to collect it, aren't I? It's going to get back here. Colleen, thank you. Hey. So that balloon getting from over there, round here and back there, it didn't depend on one person. Lots of people played their part. In the story, that servant girl played a small, although it was essential, because she pointed towards Elisha, who was going to heal Naaman, but she played a very small part. In that whole story, it's about 20 verses long, and her bit is about two verses, less than two verses. She started the process, but there were lots of people involved. She spoke to Naaman's wife. So Naaman's wife must have then spoken to Naaman. Naaman decided he would go to this place to see if he could be healed. So actually he went to the king of Aram, where he lived. and said, "Can I go?" And the king wrote a letter to the king of Israel saying, "Here's my servant Naaman. I want him to be healed of leprosy." He went. The king of Israel, he was a bit frightened because he thought, "Why is he asking me to heal this person?" But he didn't just say, "Go away." He sent him to Elisha. Elisha then played a part. He didn't come out and see Naaman, but he told Naaman what he had to do to be healed. And in that, in the presentation, Naaman wasn't very happy about that because he was being told to do something kind of simple and easy. And he went off in a storm. And what you didn't see there, that it was his servants, the other servants, who said to Naaman, "Oh, come on, you do something great. Why don't you just do something simple? Go and bathe in the water." And so he went and bathed, and he was healed. And of course, throughout, God was involved. And it was ultimately God that healed and revealed. He healed Naaman and revealed himself to Naaman as the one true God. So, the second thing to encourage us when we are thinking about sharing our faith is that the outcome doesn't depend just on you. When you share your faith, you might want to see something happen with that person. And we may or not see something. We may or may not see the outcome when we share. But the result is ultimately God's responsibility. If you share your faith, it's not your responsibility that something happens in that person's life. Of course, we can partner with God by praying for that person, but it's not your responsibility. Now, the servant girl made a small contribution. She began the process. She pointed Naaman to the way to go. And because of it, Naaman was healed of leprosy. But he wasn't only healed of leprosy. He became a follower of the one true God. This is what the story goes on to say. After he was healed, Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other God but the Lord." He came to know God because he was healed by God, because of what that servant had done. And he was an important man. Naaman was an important man. Do you remember the beginning of the reading? It says, "Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram." He was an important man who was now following the one true God. And surely he would have influence for God, for all those that came in contact with him, all those that were around him. So for that one small few words that that servant girl had said, there was immense influence for the one true God. Naaman became a follower of God and would have influenced others. So, three encouragements for us when we are thinking about that scary business of sharing our faith. First, we don't have to be an expert. We just have to say what we believe. And I think we can do that not only in words, but by our acts of kindness to others. Our reading from Corinthians spoke about love, having love. And that servant girl had love for Naaman. First encouragement: don't have to be expert. Just share what you believe and do acts of kindness. Second, the outcome of our sharing is not your responsibility. It's God's responsibility. Thirdly, your small sharing, our hesitant sharing, can have an amazing outcome that we don't necessarily know in this world. We might not. So, Will we pray for opportunities this week, this month, this year, to share with people what we believe by our words and by our acts of kindness? Let's pray. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be people of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that servant girl who was brave enough to speak up to say what she believed. And thank you that there was an amazing result. Lord, we find it so scary, the thought of sharing what we believe, standing up for our faith, speaking out. But we pray that you give us that courage in the faith, that we can be encouraged by this story, that we don't need to be experts. That the result of our sharing is in your hands, and that you can do great things with the small things that we do for you. Amen.